What's up, Flomies? I am excited to be back with another podcast for today. I wanted to go over something that I've been doing probably for the past maybe month and a half that has really, really helped me. And I just figured out the name of it. It's been called time blocking or power hour or all sorts of different things. And I learned this in a few books that I've been reading and decided that this would be the perfect thing to talk about for today. I bought an Apple Watch. I bought a Series 3 Apple Watch and I never thought I would actually wear it. I wear it every day. I cannot live without it. And what's really great about my Apple Watch is, well, a lot of things. It tracks my fitness, all through the day. It's got my calendar on it. It alerts me things. I've got apps to remind me to drink plenty of water in the day because I'm really bad about getting my gallon of water down. So I've got this Apple Watch is really great, but my favorite feature is something that's standard that you can do on your phone. And that is just saying, hey Siri, set an alarm for, and then whatever amount of time that I need to work for. Every single thing I do, I plan out the beginning of the day, what time I want to get home and shut down for the day. And when I have that planned out, that really helps me work everything out. So when I do laundry, I will time myself. I can't remember the rule that tells you about work will take up whatever time it is allotted. We're basically like the goldfish mentality. If you have ever gotten a goldfish, and we on the ranch put goldfish in water tanks, well, the goldfish will literally grow to the size of its tank. And when I think about work, it will do the same thing. So, you know, when you have a deadline, you actually get things to work on that deadline. And somehow you're like, I don't know how I got this done. It seemed impossible, but now it's done. Well, that if you actually put that kind of squeeze on every task that you are doing, you will find that you are so much more efficient. So when I have an 80-mile commute to my ranch and I'm able to get these podcasts done on my way to my ranch, on my commute, I'm able to go live within my my challenge groups that I have going on, and I'm able to knock out a bunch of things. Plus, I'm able to think about my day and what I want to accomplish for the day, get a little quiet time to myself, which is really important. When I do that, I tell everybody when I get to the ranch, I have to leave by and whatever time that I'm going to leave in order to allow for that commute. So I never feel rushed on my way home. I'm never complaining about traffic. I know how long it takes me to get where I'm going and back. And then throughout the day, I'm figuring out even little shortcuts that I can do. So even when I do my laundry, if I'm going to clean the house, I don't allow it to take an hour. I tell Siri that I've got 25 minutes and then the race is on. I obviously want to allow for times of rest and relaxation and reflection throughout the day because that's when we can get the most creative. And time blocking a spot for you to just think, just an hour of deep concentration, or even if you've got 10 minutes that you can just start there of just deep concentration, just asking yourself what it is that you want out of this life. Taking 10 minutes a day, if you look up any article about what successful billionaires do, what are some things that the most successful people in the world do, meditation, fitness, all that is right up at the top. So, you know, you want to really build in a list of things that you can go through to start to live to the highest standard that you possibly can. And really getting a hold of your time is the very best thing that you can do. So on the Forbes, I just gave it a little Google about what do billionaires do, just to go down through it. And the number one thing is they keep track of how they spend their time. Mark Cuban is quoted here saying, you can't buy it, you can't find it, you can't store it, you can't trade it. So I really want you guys to really take this podcast and really focus on how you can do this yourself. Your boss is paying you by the hour, but if you can get more done in an hour, you're gonna make that boss more money. So saying that, well, I don't make any more to get it done faster, if you make the boss more money, when you go to ask for a raise, the boss is gonna be like, you know, you do the work of four people. I'm gonna do whatever it takes to keep you on board, because they can see it as a money save for them too. So I like to assign every hour to a job. I wake up at 6 a.m. A lot of billionaires and super successful people, they wake up at like 3 or 4 a.m. I've just gotten to where I wake up and am out the door at 6 a.m. But I've noticed huge shifts in my day, huge amount of things I'm able to get done, and you can do it tomorrow. There's a couple of books that I'm going to suggest. One is 15 Secrets Successful People Know About Time Management. It's by Kevin Kruse. And in this book, 41% of to-do list items are never completed. So it doesn't matter how much you write down that you really want to get something done. It's something that you need to write down exactly how much time you're going to spend on it, even if you're not going to complete the task. We typically avoid the things that we know we're not going to complete. Like, you're not excited to go work on your taxes because you know it's going to take a week to get it done. So just allotting a certain amount of time for it every single day, and then a deadline for when you want to finish by, starting on a Monday, ending on a Friday, you're going to work for 30 minutes a day. That allows you to see the light at the end of the tunnel every single day. Pay attention to cycles. If you know that, Fridays are always really busy for you, or Mondays are really hard to get by, make sure to build a little bit more slack in your day, for being able to time block your day, depending on what your job is. I think that there's a lot to be said for writing down a list and writing down the hour of the day that you're going to do it. I always write things down in a priority list. So it's going to be like workday tasks, and then also non-workday tasks. So I write down a list of health, wealth, love, and happiness, and I try to knock off one of those things that I'm going to actually accomplish that day, so that my relationships don't suffer, so that I have a chance to really think about things that I want for my future, and I'm not exhausted and overworked to the point that the people around me are fed up with me, that I'm living at that tempo that nobody really wants to, you know, come out and you know, be around me. I'm just the person that's always hustling to get something fit into a time schedule. There's a lot of books for this. I love reading the one that I already suggested, but I just think being highly productive is probably one of the greatest things that you can do for your life. There's a bunch of TED Talks on this, and everybody comes to me with, I just don't have the time to do that. And buddy, I really think that we absolutely have the time to do anything that we're looking to do. I think the most important thing that we could ever do in our day is blocking off just those 10 minutes to focus. One thing that I have utilized a lot for me is to use the Do Not Disturb feature on my phone. I've found that when somebody texts me, I see a notification for Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest, and then it takes me down this laundry list of whatever. And if you guys did not know, it takes your mind 30 minutes to get back on task from whatever it is that you are doing. And that is if you're the smartest, most disciplined person in the world. It takes your mind 30 minutes to come back to what it is that you are doing. So I do not disturb. I put my phone in a drawer. I keep my meals very close to me, and I eat them at my desk, so I continue to keep myself recharged. I time myself. I shut off everything that I'm not using. I love to wear headphones with AirPods and classical music, because I just feel like it kind of cancels out things. I love to work through that. I reward myself. So whenever I am doing something, I'm rewarded with, okay, when I get done with this thing, then I'm going to go get up and do whatever. I am really, really, really excited that you've decided to tune into this podcast. Think about it a little bit more in depth. Grab your old-fashioned pen and paper, and today I want you to write down things that really distract you and things that you can do to problem solve those distractions. So, you know, writing really short emails. How long will you actually allow yourself to scroll on social media? If you can do it in 2 minutes, do that thing now. Turning off electronics, making sure that you relax as much as you work. Single tasking. A lot of people are really excited about multitasking. Multitasking does not help anybody. It helps to spread yourself too thin. You don't get anything done. Finishing very fast, often, and imperfect. Saying no first when people ask you for things. Saying no first is a really big deal. Just write these things down. It's about time and not the energy that you're doing things. there's a lot of things that you're going to learn within all of these things, but making sure that you really keep control of your body, using paper when a computer is not necessary is really, really great. Color coding your tasks. There's so many ways that you guys can go through and really start to sharpen up your day, and using that 10 minutes or an hour to figure out how to time block, to figure out what habits that you need to break and change, to download apps that would help you be more efficient and effective at work. That's a really good use of your time, and you shouldn't be thought of as lazy or wasting time if you sit down for an hour and just really block this out. I am a big inspiration to a lot of people in my group. It is called The Passion Project with FT.com. I hope that you will join me over there. We have a Facebook group where we chit chat amongst each other. Hopefully all of my passionistas are listening to this podcast right now. If you guys love the podcast, make sure to let me know. Reach out to me in some form or fashion on social media. You can find me on Instagram at FallonTaylor2. You can catch my daily YouTube vlog at youtube.com/FallonTaylor. You can find me all over the interwebs. Please let me know if you hate them. I will stop tomorrow. I will not keep it going. If you love them, I promise to create another podcast very soon. Thank you guys so much for listening. I love you so much. Go be productive.